And that time you ended with the accordion pulling out for the last note.
Yeah, I lost too much air going in, so I had to go out.
Well, anyway, that was a virtuosic display of a two-step. What is that tune called?
That tune is called El Porrón. It's a traditional
What does that mean, el porrón?
Yeah, it's describing un porro. It's actually a traditional style of Texas roots music, similar to a waltz. And it was very influential during the early years of the influence of the accordion. It was in a similarity to country music.
How could I possibly have called that a two-step? It was so clearly a
Oh,
one, two, three,
well,
two, two, three.
yeah, it's like most genres of music. When you actually go back down to the roots of any genre, that we look at as far as music in general, they're very similar into going back to the roots. The only difference is the region and the flavor and styles of the music, but in basic terms, it's very, very similar.
What that was it's pretty much like Steve. It's a traditional tune, but it's just a fast waltz is what it is. Really fast waltz.
Right.
And when the Germans brought the accordions over, they had their waltzes. They had their different style, I guess, of playing. And we kind of took that over and made like our own. And made it's called it a redova.
Right.
Beautiful dancing music.
Right.
Different rhythm patterns of the Tex-Mex.
And if you're from a classical background, you might know about Brahms or Dvorak and their dances, folk dances, and otherwise.
Absolutely.
And their the Liebeslieder waltzes, again, waltzes. And so I just love the music. I just love it. Are there singers with this music ever? Don't you guys? I thought when I came in here, I heard some singing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we sing lots,
Are we going to hear some of that today?
Yes. At the turn of the century, before when the Germans settled here, we all learned to play the accordion, and they were all just instrumentals. And Valerio Longoria and Don Santiago Jimenez Sr. were the first two to actually add lyrics to the styles of music. They were hearing all the poets and from Mexico that were the trios from Mexico, and all them traditional songs came and we put them onto the accordion and made it Tex-Mex, and then added the vocals as well.
So
right now, I'm going to switch accordions. The accordion tuning that I am using is a traditional sound accordion that Flaco Jimenez himself tuned his own signature tuning, which is more traditional. There's a little more vibration. It's a little German Polish kind of Tex-Mex.
And now you're picking up the
Now I'm
black
actually going to
one.
play the black. It's an original Steve Jordan accordion, rock accordion. Steve can explain a little more about this.
Well, in 1989, my father got endorsed by Horner, based in Germany at the time. And this was during the year that there was a lot of major events happening in Germany. The Berlin Wall just came down that year. They invited him to go out, and in honor of his endorsement, he did a 2-week workshop in Germany.
This was 89.
Yes, and he got the chance to play at the Berlin Jazz Festival, representing Texas,
Wonderful.
Of course, in those years. He had, of course, played Horner accordions throughout his career. I mean, Horner is ideally, the one of the top accordion brands that you can ever get if you're an accordion player. And years later, my father was re-endorsed through Horner, and they reissued the accordion at the time, which my father called the Steve Jordan Tex-Mex Rockordion.
Wow. So
Yeah.
we have a rockordion before
Yes.
us
And
right now.
the beauty of it was that the accordion was very specific to my father's tuning, his sound. He knew exactly what he wanted out of the accordion. He really gave, Horner the specifications of his tunings. And then in honor of him, they reissued it in about 2008, 2009. And they reissued, which was before you can purchase the old recordings, which are in red, Candy Apple Red. They reissued them now in black. And they're actually quite awesome accordions, very well
I'm
made.
dying to hear a sound.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we'll go ahead and We'll sing
well,
the song.
I can hear a difference in that accordion and the yellow one that we just heard. They sound different to me.
Oh yeah, that was one of the main differences was the tuning. You know, my father was very specific in tuning, you know, 440. You know, like I said, like almost like a piano, right. Similar. So it gives the sound a different feel.
Because when you say A440, which is the way most pianos are tuned,
yes.
Some instrumentals doing folk music elsewhere might not be tuned to 440.
Yeah,
might be tuned to something like, you know, 360 or something, who knows what. So let's hear a tune and let's hope there is a singer in there somewhere.
We'll do an original song that my father wrote, El Soltero, and hope you enjoy.